Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
A contraceptive that protects against both sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy was recently announced at the American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists annual meeting, and it's in the form of a dual protection ring. My guest is Dr. Meredith Clark. She's head of drug delivery at Conrad. Welcome to the show, Dr. Clark. So let's talk about this new, it's in the form of an intravaginal ring. What is it intended to do? What are the side effects? Is it safe? Tell us about it.
Well, this ring is intended to provide both contraception and protect against the sexual transmission of HIV and potentially herpes. The product would be used for 3 months continuously and then be replaced by a new ring. It's only been in preclinical testing so far. We're about to start our first clinical studies here early this year in 2014. So time will tell to tell us about any side effects, but, you know, it's being designed to be safe and effective and affordable.
Okay, so really, how is it working? You know, women are just starting, Dr. Clark, to understand. We certainly know how condoms work, and the IUD has always been somewhat of a mystery, and the pill, you know. So now this new intravaginal ring, it has this combination of microbicides. What is it? It's got a combination of what to do what for
right.
us?
It has a combination of two drugs, one a contraceptive, levonorgestrel. It's the same drug that's in Mirena, the IUD, and it also contains a microbicide, tenofovir. It's an antiviral against HIV and herpes. And, you know, condoms are IUDs are very effective at contraception, and condoms are very effective at contraception and protecting against the sexual, you know, transmission of infections. But not all women have the ability to negotiate the use of a condom. And so with an intravaginal ring, we're trying to develop products that a woman could use and can control its use to empower them to be able to protect themselves.
So how is it used? Is it inserted by our gynecologist, or is it something we do ourselves?
No, it would be something that you would do yourself.
And is it going to be difficult? I mean, you know, because people have made mistakes with diaphragms and that sort of thing, but, you know, this one would seem to have more going for it.
You're right. Oh, it's intended to be very user-friendly. You put it in and you forget about it. 3 months later, you take it out and you put a new one in. Simple as that.
Hormone levels, you know, we get nervous about that, risks to breast cancer, uterine cancer. So what are the hormone levels? Are there any side effects?
Well, you know, this particular ring, we've chosen to deliver a very low microdose level of the contraceptive agent. So really, we're trying to make the function be a local function and minimize the amount of systemic effects overall.
So I love the fact that it is used and controlled by women. And we don't have to rely on anybody else for that protection. But do we need another form of contraception along with this? Because, you know, always with diaphragms, even IUDs have always said use a condom. That way you're protecting against sexually transmitted diseases as well. Now, do we need to use another protection just to be kind of doubly sure?
Well, you know, the motivation for this work really stems from low-resource, poor regions, you know, sub-Saharan Africa, places where the HIV pandemic is just so brutally strong. You know, over 35 million people are currently infected with HIV, many of this, you know, in Africa and low-resource regions, the same places where unplanned pregnancies also account for almost half of all pregnancies. So, you know, we're really trying to provide products to women who don't really have a lot of options.
So now, is it still in clinical trial phase, and when it goes into this phase, are you doing the full-on ring? Is it going to be divided up into, you know, just the one half and another? How are you testing? What are the clinical trials like?
Well, we are just about to start our first clinical study, and early this coming year, and it will be looking at both the safety of the product, the acceptability of the product, and also the pharmacokinetics of the drugs, and make sure we're delivering the drugs at the rates that we want to. And then depending on the results of those initial studies, you know, that will drive the further clinical development of the product.
So what would you advise women in this country? You know, if these clinical trials go as you hope they will, this could really help the world as opposed to just this country and provide, you know, preventing unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted disease. But as you say, in Africa and in developing countries, this could really save a lot of lives. What would you say to the women here? Is this going to be something that is going to be over the counter? Are you hoping for that? You know, would we have to go to our doctor, get it? How, you know, what are you hoping for women here?
You know, that implementation plan really still needs to be developed, but whether it be over the counter or not, it's I think too early to really say. But you know, it could have a great impact here for women as well. Not just this product, but other products like it. You know, ones that could protect against other sexually transmitted diseases like herpes. So it just to provide more options. You know, just like with contraceptives, not one product type fits the needs of every single woman, and this would be, you know, just to help add to that case and provide other, you know, as we said, dual protective capabilities.
Well, and I think that's good. You know, I know a lot of women who would love to never have to take the pill again, and they worry about all of the side effects and such, you know, that go along with that. And this is 3 months at a time. So, you know, how do we remember? And is there something that you want women to know about using this product that is going to help them kind of until they go into menopause?
That's a great question. You know, it's something that we're really going to have to continue to understand. You know, part of our first clinical studies is to evaluate, you know, what's really acceptable and how do we drive women to want to use the product. And that really is what's key. You know, product is only as good as it is, you know, if it's used. So trying to make products that are just as simple and easy to use, the better.
Absolutely, and I hope your clinical trials go well. Now, you know, you and I were discussing a little bit off the air about a name for this product, and we mentioned dual protection ring. You know, you might put out a little call to action when it's gone through all of its phases of trial and ask people what they think it should be called, because if it does what you say it will do, Dr. Clark, it could be really something that, you know, breaks the market apart. And the name, you know, the name is all important. Really,
that is that's a great idea, and definitely we'll look to do that. You know, but you're right. This is potentially a game changer. Really,
it is, and the name has more to do with a lot of these kinds of things, especially when they're medically based. Especially when there's something, you know, herpes is on the rise among women between the ages of 35 and 60. Dr. Clark, so women that are getting back out into the dating scene and women that are, you know, this is something that is really going to be attractive to them, that don't want to go back on the pill. Oh my God, they've just gotten divorced. You know, any of these kinds of things, this could be the answer to that. So the name's going to be all important. So just remember, I gave you that suggestion. Give us your last bit of best advice for contraception for women and the new dual protection ring.
Thank you for your support, and, you know, it's the way of the future.
Well, it certainly is the way of the future, and women, you know, it's time, and the time will tell about this product, but it's time we take control of our sexual safety. Back in the 70s, it was take control of your own orgasms and your sexual health. Now it's control your own sexual safety, and we have to be able to do that, whether you're using dual protection or a product like this comes around and is just exactly what you're looking for. You're listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of our great information, you can always listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.